Many of our PhDs, as you know, come from abroad. Gertrud Hatvany-Kovács is from Hungary and is now at the University of South Australia.
We Australians are known as outdoor people, enjoying barbecues, beaches, sports, and the environment. But what else are we known for? Heat waves. Heat waves are part of Australians' lives, with more to come because of climate change and the urban heat island effect. Heat waves are the deadliest natural hazard, and they are also responsible for peak demand in electricity caused by air conditioning. However, coping with the heat is more than just using the air conditioner. There are other measures we can take, and this is the basis of my research at the University of South Australia as part of the Cooperative Research Centre for Low Carbon Living. As an architect, I know how to design for the Australian climate. However, the design is just one part of the jigsaw. People have to know how to use their buildings to cope with extreme heat. Adaptation techniques, such as shading or opening the windows at night for cooling, can protect us from heat. That's why a new metric, the excess heat factor, that considers both adaptation and acclimatization, was able to predict the increase in ambulance calls during heat wave days in Adelaide. But people adapt differently. How different is the adaptation of a younger and an older person? How can your home protect your health during heat waves? These are the questions my research seeks to answer. I explore the connections between vulnerability, adaptation capacity, the built environment, and their overall impact on well-being during heat waves. Having analyzed 7 years of data on daily morbidity, electricity, and water use in Adelaide and Sydney, and 393 online survey responses, my findings are fascinating. Older people are the most sensitive to heat, and not surprisingly, they also know it. They adapt more and live in more resistant homes. They check the weather forecast more often, and more older people have insulated roofs. In contrast, people of all ages with poor health are often not aware of their vulnerability. They don't adapt more, nor live in heat-resistant homes, and this results in more well-being issues. For those using air conditioning, I have bad news. Air conditioning increases our dependence on it. But this doesn't have to be the case. For example, your roof is where most of the summer heat comes from. Therefore, reducing heat flow through having a light roof color, reflective foil, and quality insulation can dramatically improve indoor conditions and your health. And this ultimately takes the pressure off increasing electricity prices. My findings enable comprehensive heat wave management with the combination of adaptation and best design of the built environment, ultimately saving Australian lives. So, what will you do before summer rolls around again? Hopefully, you'll consider changes in your behavior and minor renovations to your home to cope better with the next heat wave.
Yes, saving on electricity bills and feeling better. Gertrud Hatvany-Kovács with yet another PhD to improve our lives. She's from the University of South Australia. And by the way, don't miss Occam's Razor this week, presented by her Vice-Chancellor, David Lloyd, on his adventures with Terry Pratchett and the new Pratchett Scholarship at the University. The Science Show on RN.